Hi, this is Gabe.
This is DeAndre.
This is Jose.
And this is Ian.
And this is The Cantos, casting from Jackson High School. The Cantos discusses various academic and social cultural topics relevant to the layers of high school. Today, we're talking about black and white customs. We'll start with DeAndre.
The first thing with black and white customs is being comfortable with one's own race. For example, if you were to hang out with, let's say you're a white guy and you go hang out with at a black get together, you're not gonna feel as comfortable as you would with white people.
I think it depends on really like the person. Like a lot of white people didn't really have the experience dealing with black people in their youth, so like they kind of like feel a little awkward. I've met all types of white people, you know, and I hate to say it like that, but you know, for example, my friend here, Ian, you know, he's like one of the cooler, you know, or my cooler white guys as far as like he's adaptable. He's you know, he's not really changing depending on the race. And then you have like certain like, you know, silver spoon white kids who kind of like I give them a handshake. And it's kind of like awkward. We don't know what to do. So like simple things like that is just kind of like, it's nothing really like majorly wrong with that. It's just like, it's a little awkward.
It's different.
And I feel more comfortable with people that I can just simply be myself and everything flows smoothly. So.
And I feel like I am the way I am today because of like my background and growing up in Florida and like being surrounded by like Hispanic culture and like African-American culture. And like, it was really thriving down there. And like in Florida, things are like almost like segregated in a way, because like the blacks have like their community and the Hispanics mm-hmm. have their community, and then the whites yeah. have like their neighborhood yeah. and like they never really like, merged. Like in when I first moved to Jackson, I remember like coming to Parkside, like it was so crazy, like mm-hmm. seeing all these like African-American people in my school, because at the school I went to there was only like yeah. three black kids. Jeez. Like it was crazy, like yeah. just like growing up there really like
yeah.
It shows you.
I get it.
Yeah.
Okay. So, when I was growing up, I grew up in a white neighborhood surrounded by white people. So, and then I went to a white school. So, when I was in elementary school, so I was never used to being with people that weren't white. Mm-hmm. And then I went to Parkside. It felt like a different country. Oh my God! So many different cultures in one building. Yeah. I was a white kid trying to act like somebody I wasn't, yeah. and I would get made fun of, because you know it's like you talk about rappers, and
you just lost.
Yeah. I lost. Yeah.
So I feel like it's just like the discussion is a matter of, you know, black and white differences, but really it's just about comfortability and like what you're used to. Like, and me, for example, I grew up in like most of my life in a white neighborhood being Same. Black. So I was kind of like, you know, I was like the black sheep in a way, and no pun intended. And like, so like, I really never really thought much about race and like, oh, this guy is white, I'm talking to him. Like, but the only times I really thought about our differences was like when we clashed, when we couldn't really like connect because of our different backgrounds. the way my family holds their family reunions, people are being extra loud, you know, there's of course chicken everywhere. I love chicken. I love all these things. Like, it's not,
who doesn't?
Know, like, not to be stereotypical, but like, you know, I love chicken. I do like watermelon. You know, I mean,
there's a white guy on the KFC logo.
Yeah, yeah. And but the thing I'm saying is like, I feel like once you find someone with a connection, whether he's white or black, it really doesn't matter. But you know, a lot of time where it does matter is when that connection is not there. So.
Oh my God.
Yeah, like speaking on like in Florida, I didn't really like build off that, but like, I grew up in like kind of like a poor neighborhood in an apartment complex, yeah. and that's where like it was all like I lived with all Hispanic people yeah. and like mostly like all minorities.
Yeah.
And like just growing up there and then going to my all-white school to like see how like mm-hmm. these kids like talked about right. minorities yeah. and like how they looked down upon them, like I just always knew that yeah. it's not the way, like you gotta
So what was your first impression on, like, minorities when you, like, kind of, like, were younger and you weren't really, like, as, you know, philosophical as you might be now?
Yeah, like, when I first moved from Orlando to, like, St. Pete, where, like, I've moved from there to here, mm-hmm. like, when I was living there, we moved into this apartment complex.
Yeah.
And, like, I was still, like, really young, so, like, I didn't really, like, have much idea about race or anything because my mom was, like, she's always been a very hip lady.
Really? Okay.
And all my, like, I was just running around with, like, all these little Mexican kids and black kids. Yeah. And, like, I just thought I was one of them. Like, I didn't see anything different. Like, it was just, like, living.
Yeah. As a child, like, my mom taught me that, like, there really is no really difference between races. Mm. It's just your background, your personality. Like, as a child, my mom taught me pretty much be nice. Like, don't be stupid. Be logical. Yeah. Like, don't put yourself in situations where you're going to be awkward or out, like feeling out. Find people who connect to you regardless of their race.
So
I think that, you know, my conclusion is that there really is no black versus white, minority versus majority. There's really just, you know, culture.
Yeah, it's like people. Yeah, that's it.
Exactly.
Like, they're living.
People. Yeah.
People.
People living in different areas, and some people connect better than others.
You your know? Skin tone does not define you.
Not at all.
It's all about peace and love.
Peace and love. Thanks for listening to the Cantos podcast.
Check you later.
Yeah.